Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. O Day Full of Grace, Acts 2:36-39. Therefore let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." This week's hymn, O Day Full of Grace, a Scandinavian hymn written for Pentecost. If you are unfamiliar with it, you'll enjoy reading through the lyrics provided below. O day full of grace that now we see appearing on earth's horizon, bring light from our God that we may be replete in His joy this season. God, shine for us now in this dark place, Your name on our hearts emblazon. O day full of grace, O blessed time, our Lord on the earth arriving, then came to the world that light sublime, great joy for us all retrieving. For Jesus all mortals did embrace, all shame and despair removing. For Christ bore our sins and not His own, when He on the cross was hanging. And then He arose and removed the stone, that we, unto Him belonging, might join with the angelic host to raise our voices in endless singing. God came to us then at Pentecost, His Spirit new life revealing, that we might no more from Him be lost, all darkness for us dispelling. His flame will the mark of sin efface, and bring to us all His healing. When we on that final journey go, that Christ is for us preparing, we'll gather in song our hearts aglow, all joy of the heaven sharing, and there we'll join God's endless praise with angels and saints adoring. Enjoy the inspirational video for the week from gloryscapes.com by going to gloryscapes.com/ O day full of grace. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.